Hey, everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you today. We got a great show for you today, but first things first, go to theawakener.ca. That is one word, theawakener.ca. It's the best podcast in the history of the world for a number of reasons, but the main reason is that we're telling you actually what is happening while nobody else is. That is, there is a hidden war between two imperialistic forces for control of the world, control over all the population, all the resources. What are you looking at me for? All the what? Oh, the marbles.
All the marbles for the Chinese checkers.
All the marbles. That's it. Right? That's the battle that's happening right now. You have the U.S. industrial complex that is completely engulfed in communism. It's controlled or infiltrated versus the communist conspiracy. And they're all waging war versus each other. And it's move and countermove and move and countermove. And oh my goodness, Donald Trump made it. He got in. Amazing. So, first things first, before we begin, I just want to reiterate this, okay? It's very important. I'm not a predictor of all things. I cannot predict the future. I'd love to be able to do that, but I make my assumptions and kind of my understanding based upon reason and what is happening and what I think the enemy is going to do. I fully believe 100% that Joe Biden was the bait. Agent Whitaker sent me a bunch of stuff in regards to an executive order that Joe Biden basically manipulated right before he left office. And it's very clear to me that Joe Biden basically signed off on his presidency. The enemy did not take the bait under Joe Biden's presidency. I fully believe 100%. What is happening right now is that Donald Trump was put in by a covert military plan to save the Western world. And COVID obviously was a war mechanism to get him off that button. And Joe Biden was the bait mechanism, acting like he was working for our enemies. And the industrial complex was waiting for the communists to make a mistake. The communists haven't made that mistake. They've kind of waited. And honestly, Trump is hitting back even harder. You know, Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener.
Now, I know that when you came in today, the first thing you told me was like, oh my goodness, Trump is just going ham. He's going right at it.
Yes.
With all these executive orders, undoing everything, he's putting troops at the border.
Yes.
You know, all this stuff, he's just going ham. And it's like you can see it, right? You can see the move. He went in there the first term. He kind of wanted to do some things. America started to turn around. And then, boom, COVID.
Yep.
He gets back in again. Obviously, they didn't take the bait under Joe Biden. And then, boom, hit him even harder. This time, he's going to hit them 100 times harder. Look already at the stuff they're talking about, Insider, in the news. You talked about, you know, Saudi Arabia having a nuclear program.
Right. Yeah.
We talked about, oh, Donald Trump, is he going to take out Iran? Right. They've been talking about, well, you know, Donald Trump doesn't want a war. He wants to deal with the Iranian program. Oh, you think Iran is going to let Saudi Arabia have a nuclear program?
Of course not.
Of course not. And then they're talking about the war with Ukraine. We're not going to fund Ukraine anymore. And Vladimir, you better stop this. Look at the energy things that he's passing. Okay. What do you think that's going to do to Russia's economy? Russia depends on natural gas. Oil prices that are inflated. If oil is plentiful, what happens to prices? They go down. Where does that hit hardest?
That's what just happened. He at the World Economic Forum in Davos via video link. He asked Saudi Arabia to lower the oil prices, and that's going to screw Russia.
This is the revenge of Donald Trump. But you know whose life is really in danger right now? You're thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, Donald Trump is in danger. His family is in danger from all this happening. You know who's in danger right now? Joe Biden. Joe Biden is in danger because any moment now, the tides could be turning and he'd be indicted. And remember what Trump came out with this week? You saw it, right?
Yeah, yeah. He said that they could still go after Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. Well, Donald Trump said this. He said, you know what? Joe Biden gave everybody a pardon, but he didn't give me he didn't give himself a pardon.
I question if those pardons are even legal because you can't give constitutionally a retroactive pardon.
Well, somebody's got to challenge it in court. First
yeah.
But the thing is this, okay? He didn't give himself a pardon.
Right.
So now this just opens the can of worms. We told everybody on this podcast, the can of worms that is propping up this conspiracy is Joe Biden and his family. Number two, it's Trudeau.
Yep.
And number three, it's Zelensky. And all are tied back to this communist conspiracy. The communist conspiracy is the method of war about how our enemies war game us and do things to control us through money laundering, stealing our technology, stealing our military resources, making our population weak through kind of a propaganda war. And it all goes back to the globalists who are also in on the lie that are actively working to destroy us so they can have one world currency. It's an amazing time to be alive. What are your thoughts on the Trump presidency so far?
I think Trump came in guns a-blazing. He's ready to go. Can you imagine on day three, he was already doing...
well, we're recording this right now. We're only on day four or five, right?
Right. And he was doing World Economic Forum just yesterday or the day before. And, you know, he signed all those executive orders. He's really, really, like, he's already made an emergency southern border, bringing the troops. All of a sudden, all these cities are backing down. The other thing was the app that people that want to cross over into the United States, right. get into the app. They had appointments to get to the border to be vetted or to at least be checked in.
Canceled.
That all their appointments got canceled. Right. So from right now, it's like zero. He took back the White House website. Obviously, got transferred to him. Everything, like, he's taking immediate action.
Right. Now, it's really interesting to see this. Trump is full of confidence. He's just going at them harder. This presidency, I believe that he's going to hit them so hard. This is what we speculated about before Joe Biden left office. We told you that if Trump gets in, that you should expect that he's going to go absolutely ballistic ham and that this is in no interest of theirs to do this. I believe they've made a fatal mistake. I personally believe that they were going to make a fatal mistake regardless. But since they didn't take the bait and now Trump is in, if this goes for another 4 years, there's literally going to be nothing left of Marxism back in the States.
Oh, and there's a member of the House, a Republican member of the House, who would like to make a constitutional amendment. It's not going to go anywhere, but would like to make a constitutional amendment that a president can last three terms instead of two.
Well, I mean, there would be a kind of a test for that, like, obviously in the Supreme Court. But my guess would be that if you could prove that your first presidency was undone by war on purpose,
right,
that maybe you could be justified for a second term. But this is kind of the game. Like, we're watching the greatest story ever told, the best story ever told. But unfortunately, it's taking a super, super long time. Now, where I expect things to be very, very soon is that Iran, Russia, and China are going to be strategically running out of time. So that relates to these EMP weapons they put into the sky, which Iran has done, and obviously North Korea has done. These satellites decay out of orbit. So KMS-3, KMS-4, they both decayed out of orbit. It could take anywhere between 2-5 years. But one thing's for certain, the enemy is running out of time to use these. Now, I fully believe that the terrorist attacks that happened, I'm going to call them terrorist attacks right now in LA, those fires, and obviously in New Orleans, all these things are interconnected in their signals, which means that America's enemies are ready to go ahead with something even bigger. So let me explain it to you, right? Donald Trump gets in. Okay, move. COVID, counter move. Donald Trump gets back in office, harder move. And then there's harder move after that. We're watching a tug of war happening. And the reason that things don't make sense is because of the waves that are being caused by this imbalance or this tug of war. It's a very, very interesting time to be alive. Obviously, if you want to understand it deeper and really understand all the mechanisms at play here, you need to go to theawakener.ca, because that website is literally a PhD thesis. If you know somebody has a university and they want to give me an honorary PhD for all that work, I would love to, you're laughing at me, but I'd love to receive one. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see what the enemy does in response to this. There is no benefit whatsoever for Vladimir Putin and Russia and China in this battle. I've been thinking about it all week going, oh my goodness, what are they going to do next? They're going to have to go for it eventually at some point, because they are on a ticking clock right now. The Western world is turning around. It's going to turn around harder. Yes. As for us in Canada, Canadians are so asleep. It's so painful to see. I am so ashamed of my nation because everyone is like completely a lemming here. I can't even talk to people about what's going on. It's so sad. You go into like a restaurant or place, you start talking about, hey, you think something weird is going on? They have no idea. What do you mean something weird is going on? Like, what are you talking about? It's just a shame. And so I really hope that America is able to kind of wake up Canada. Listen, are we going to be the 51st state? I'm going to tell you this right now. There's going to be a big war that's going to happen out of these events. And obviously, America is going to have to protect national sovereignty. Now, is my government, Canada, going to step up and protect their national sovereignty? We told you from the beginning, we don't believe so. We believe that actually our government is so treasonous that they're going to invite the Chinese and the Russian soldiers onto our soil in this war.
If they aren't already here.
If they aren't already sleeper here. Sleeper cells. Which we're going to detail, obviously, in the Canadian show, which is coming up after this. So just be wary of all this. What we're going to do is we're going to keep you up to date in the next few weeks over the events that are occurring. When we notice things, we'll kind of make strategic predictions about what is going to happen. I'm happy that Donald Trump made it. I wasn't predicting that to happen. But one thing is for sure, Joe Biden's life is in danger because, I mean, how would you stop, insider, all the truth from coming out in regards to Joe Biden and his crimes if he's ever indicted? I mean, if Joe Biden isn't alive, like, there's no...
I think there's a lot of truth that's going to be coming out very, very soon.
Right. It's a crazy time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in.